back on the line, Paul Goodison from the Crawley and Horsham Veterans Breakfast Club. Good evening, Paul.
Hello, good evening, Mark. Yeah, hopefully, yeah, communications, it's not my forte.
No, no, it's no problem. Reverting to retro technology, I think, is vital with this one. So last time we spoke, which was back in May last year, you were setting up an event in Crawley on a regular basis for the serving and retired veterans. And from your discussion with me earlier on this afternoon off air, it sounds like there's been some developments just slightly further out into the edges of the Susie Radio area down in Horsham.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so... I'll rewind the clock to January this year. So we were holding our breakfast in Crawley and Horsham, and it's very much, you know, meeting people, it's the banter, it's having conversations with people who've been through the same experiences. They can't have their those type of conversations with their civilian counterparts, and they miss it. But within those banter activities that we have with our breakfast, people were bubbling in the background with welfare issues, and we weren't really addressing that in a formal way. So in January this year, we opened up the Crawley Veterans Drop-In in St. John's Church in Crawley. And since then, we've had over 800 drop-ins from veterans, from about 83 different veterans. And we have support organisations from right the way across the charities that do specific support to veterans. And it's been such a success that we decided to open one in Horsham as well. So on Thursday of this week at 9:30 at Barchester Westlake House, we're going to be opening the Horsham Veterans Drop-In. That's going to be opened by Jeremy Quinn, the MP for Horsham, and there's going to be about 12 different charities and support agencies there as well, as the veterans themselves from the Horsham and Crawley area. So it looks like it's going to be a great event, and I've really got to say thank you to Barchester Health who sponsored this. So as any veteran going there, it's not going to cost them anything, because Barchester Health are actually funding the whole of the drop-in. So that's brilliant.
So that's brilliant news for everybody concerned there, that it's a facility that, rather than just once a month, they've now got a facility. So is that going to be open once a week for...
Correct, yeah. So what we do at the moment is we do the breakfast on the second Sunday in Crawley in the Swan, breakfast the fourth Sunday of the month, and it's in the Warden Barn at Rookwood Golf Course. And then every Monday we're in St. John's in Crawley, and now every Thursday we're going to be in the Westlake House, Barchester Westlake House in Horsham. Yeah, so there's great opportunities for people to come and meet like-minded people and get the help and support they need.
And that's obviously vitally important, because obviously if you're a serving member of the armed forces, I suppose it's a lot of things that you need to process in your mind after dealing with the sort of issues and situations that they would find in that sort of environment.
Yeah, correct. Well, those that are serving have a support network already, because the military has that. It's those people who have left that there is a support network out there, but it's very fragmented, and so we're just part of that. We're one of the cogs in the great big wheel, making sure that people get signposted to the right organisations if they need any help.
Which is a brilliant thing to be able to do, to be able to help your colleagues, because I suppose in the armed forces you're not just work colleagues, you're almost forming a secondary family that you're with. You spend much time with those people that
We're all brothers and sisters from different mothers.
Yes,
that's the way it's explained.
Yes, but you all look out for each other, and you all do what you can for each other, and with this sort of scenario you can just, even if it's just a way to give people a chance to let off steam, to vent about things that they've experienced in their serving lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And I can give you some examples of some of the things that we've. So one of the charities is PTSD Resolution, and obviously within the sort of veteran community there are people with PTSD at varying different levels, and by sending them to this organisation, which is a national charity that looks after all sorts of people that suffer from PTSD, but they give free consultations to veterans. So we've sent a few people there, and they've had life changing experiences as a result of going there. So that's one of them. The other one that we deal with is we've just sort of like partnered with Nuffield Health in Worth. They've adopted the local veteran community as their community outreach program, and it's a well-being program, and we're going there on a weekly basis from the middle of September to do breathing, yoga, probably some aerobics and stuff like that. And they're going to measure our blood pressure and our weight and everything before the program, and at the end of the program they'll do the same just to see whether there's been any effect. It's something that they want to help us with, but it also helps them as well. So yeah, so there's loads of things going on for veterans,
all of which is obviously going to improve their quality of life, whether they're sort of a current serving member or if, whether they are actually retired and they've moved on from the forces. It's being out there to support them, whether it's mentally or physically, is of vital importance.
Yeah, and you know, there's loads of organisations that have helped us. I'll mention two others. So Three Bridges Football Club, Paul Falili, he's been superb. So through August, because the church hall was closed down, we had to move our drop-in to a different location, and Paul offered up Three Bridges Football Club, and they've been nothing but absolutely fantastic in looking after us. So that was a success. And then because we put out, asked the fire brigade came on board and said we'll host it as well. So we went there on a Thursday to get our battle rhythm into when we go to Horsham starting this Thursday. So there's loads of organisations that are helping us. It's really, really great.
That's brilliant stuff,
and we do appreciate it.
I'm sure that obviously you and all your colleagues and all the veterans that you support, they are all incredibly appreciative of all the support that the local businesses are able to offer. And it sounds like this facility that's going to be open on Thursday is going to be a lifeline for many.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Brilliant, Paul. If people do want to get in touch with yourselves, if they want any more information, is it your website is the best opportunity?
Yeah, so if they go to crawley-afvbc.com. That'll lead you straight into our website.
Okay, and you've still got your Facebook page as well for
AFVBC
Crawley.
Yeah, we've got an open source Facebook page which people will be able to see what we've been doing. We've had quite an active couple of months.
Okay, that's brilliant. So people can get in touch with you either through the website or via your social media feeds, or they can just pop along to one of the sessions that you've got running and meet up with you guys from there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the more the merrier, and we're out there to help everybody as much as we can, and it's a great way to meet other veterans as well.
That's absolutely brilliant. Paul, thank you very much for getting in touch. I hope it all goes well on Thursday, and congratulations on your new opening.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mark.
No problem at all. Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.